Right now, though, it is time for us to check in with Mike Kazi. Got to check on sports. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
An embarrassing to me weekend in Major League Baseball this weekend. The Colorado Rockies and San Diego Padres played four games. 92 runs in four games. 92, Mike.
And on the flip side, Florida State beat Arkansas 1-0 Saturday night. Like I said, you want to watch baseball, watch the College World Series.
But this really hones in on what we were talking about on Friday, how you look at a fact like this, that in a four-game series, two major league teams scored 92 runs, over 20 runs a game, and you tell me that baseball has not changed.
It's awful. The pitching is terrible. The pitching is absolutely awful. And when you don't have pitching, you have a lot of runs scored.
Absolutely.
Besides, I'm sure the games were in Colorado too, right?
Probably, but still, it's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous.
It is. You look at baseball, and you think you're looking at football scores. Washington beat Arizona 15-5. Atlanta beat the Phillies 15-1. The Yankees beat the White Sox 10-3. I mean, it just goes on and on. Cincinnati beat Texas 11-3. Toronto beat Houston 12-0. I mean, when do you ever see scores like that in baseball?
And I watched the Yankee game. You know, you want to know the interesting thing about those ten Yankee runs? They were all on spray hits, believe it or not.
Well, that's going to change.
Yeah. Oh, boy. That was the next thing I was going to go to. Now, the Yankees are getting in another power slugger. Okay. Fine, good. They already sent Clint Walker down. They're going to send another guy down.
That was a travesty.
Yeah. But it is a travesty. It is a travesty. And
the kid's hitting. He's got 11 home runs. He got 30-something RBIs. He's hitting .280. He's playing good outfield. He's getting hits for you. I mean, when you come up from the minor leagues and you do what this kid did for you, you have a home in the major leagues. You're telling this kid he's got to go back down because of these guys coming back. Really?
I think they're going to use him for a trade bait to try to get themselves another pitcher.
Well, guess what?
What?
Everybody in the world knows that the Yankees need pitching. They're going to hold them at ransom heavily. Yeah. They're going to have to give away a lot of these young kids. They're going to have to overpay to get themselves some pitching. Yeah. What the Yankees need to do is get rid of these overpaid players. What do you need Encarnacion for? If Encarnacion was any good, he'd still be with the Indians. If he was any good, he'd still be with Seattle. It's terrible. It's a bad trade. Where's Encarnacion going to play?
He's going to be DHing.
Oh, okay. All right, good. So he's going to be DHing.
I think I
may go to William Hill right now and bet the Yankees don't win the American League East. I think I'll get a bet on that because I could probably get some pretty good odds.
Yeah, but it's disappointing. I wouldn't have minded them setting up a trade to get some pitching, but to bring in another hitter when they've got Stanton coming back, they've got Judge coming back, they've got and this year he's on, their catcher Sanchez is on, you got Voit is on as power hitters. It seems ludicrous to add a fifth major power hitter to your lineup. It just seems ludicrous. I don't know.
It doesn't make sense to me. And you know one thing, I've been around baseball a long time. When you have a team of long swingers, a lot of things go wrong.
Yes.
And you're going to see pitching when you get in the playoffs because all of these minor league clubs won't be playing. But when you see pitching against these big long swingers, the pitching beats them. The pitching beats them. How is Stanton going to come back? Do you know? I don't know. How's Encarnacion going to play? I don't know. But I know this kid Frazier was hitting the ball and doing a good job, and he shouldn't have been sent down.
All right, so there we stand there. Where else do you want to go in sports?
Then you got the circus, also known as the New York Mets. Man, yesterday I was watching them a little bit because you can't watch them very long. A tailor-made double play ball. Shortstop missed the ball. He didn't catch it. The shortstop covering second base didn't catch the ball. The ball was never in his glove. How is that possible? How is that possible? I haven't seen a play like that since I was watching a 10-year-old kid play. And this is a guy who's getting paid a lot of money to play shortstop for the Mets. What a joke. This team was a joke. That was a 3-3 game, tied 3-3 with St. Louis. St. Louis had one hit. They had one hit and three runs. Welcome to Met baseball. If you have a kid that wants to play baseball, I would make them watch the Mets to learn how not to play. You know how you usually watch the professionals and how to pick up things and learn how to play the game? You watch the Mets and learn how not to play the game. You tell little Joey, now watch the shortstop. Don't do what he does when you play. It's a total disaster.
And another thing that I noticed this week in baseball, you know how many catchers and first basemen are missing pop-ups now this year? More than I've ever seen in my life.
It's awful. Like I said, you want to see good baseball? Watch the College World Series. You got about another 5 days of it.
All right. Where else we want to go in sports? Any place else?
Yeah, college baseball.
All right.
Florida State, they beat Arkansas 1-0 Saturday. Michigan, they beat Texas Tech Saturday, so they move on to the unbeatens. Last night, Vanderbilt won. It's real good ball. You've seen these kids play. They put out. They hit and run. They hit line drives. They play baseball the way it's supposed to be played. That's the way to play the game, not the 27-23 game you mentioned in Colorado yesterday. Good pitching. The pitchers go deep. Wow. Imagine that. A college pitcher goes deep in the game, but a professional can't. It's baseball the way it's supposed to be played. It's enjoyable. I look forward to it. I think when it's over next weekend, I may actually cry.
Now, did you play?
Did I play? Yeah, we lost.
All right.
Another thing. This is a big tournament. Guess what they have? They have other tournaments where these kids can't go where they want to go. They have to go where they have to go. And we played with a skeleton crew, and we wound up losing. We have the best pitcher in the state, high school pitcher in the state of New Jersey on our team. You know how many innings he pitched for us?
All right.
Zero.
All right.
Yeah. It's a head-scratcher, man, I'll tell you.
We
lost without our best team on the field, which is bad. But that's the way it goes. At least I don't have to go down to Philadelphia anymore.
I guess that's a good thing.
The Tony Luke steak sandwiches are pretty good.
Hey, well, if you go to Philadelphia, there's certain things you just got to accept.
Well, I didn't get a steak. I got the roast pork.
Roast pork?
Horseradish cheese sauce. Oh, my God. Yeah. Isn't that good?
Well, horseradish cheese sauce is good basically on anything.
It was good. I the other day I got one and brought it home. We didn't eat there. It was just as good home as if I bought it and ate it there. Good stuff.
All right. Anything else or that it?
No, we got the horse racing.
Oh, okay. Let's go to the horse racing.
We did good Saturday.
Well, that's good. How well is good?
Well, I was a nose away from pulling off the biggest ticket in my life, but getting back to where we did make it. In the Stephen Foster, the boxes that I said, well, they ran 1, 2, 3. Seeking the Soul won. Quip, the 10 horse, ran second. Tom's the Attat ran third. The Exacta came back pretty nice for $122, and the Trifecta paid just under $400. And then we followed that up with the Regret, with the 1-5 Hard Legacy won. Winter Sunset ran second. So that gave you back another Exacta of $53, caught the double there. So we clicked real good on our two picks, the two races we played. The one race, it was a pick four going in there. In the first race, there was a horse that I follow, and he went off at 70-1. The name of the horse is All Right. He got beat a nose at 70-1. He paid $61 to place. If he would have won that race, you know, if and buts, that pick four, I think I would have been on a big whirlwind trip around the country this summer if that pick four came out. Let's just leave it at that.
All right, well, we'll check.
I would have paid mega bucks. And one more horse story. You know the horse, the poor horse that got disqualified in the Derby, and He's the greatest horse since Gossamer.
Yeah.
Maximum Security.
Yeah.
Got beat by a tomato can named King of a Day yesterday at Monmouth Park at odds of 1 to 20, going off at 10 cents on the dollar. Maximum Security got beat.
Pretty amazing.
There you go.
All right, Mike, we'll speak with you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care.
That World Series tonight.
All right, take care. Mike Cosby with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.